Let's move on to Bella has her hand up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm concerned that Donald Mucker was given so much time, and Adriana was cut off rather very, very sharply. I want to, and I would like for her to come back in, but I have my questions here. Thank you, George. The going concern is explicitly explained in detail, elucidated in the management letter that the auditors prepare with a draft of the audit. And in that management letter is expressed whether or not the viability of the corporation is positive or negative or kempt or et cetera. And in there is where this other area would be taken care of, addressed. But you have not explained something to this group, and that is that because of KPFK's downfall financial, which has been, by the way, choreographed and Henstrom has not been able to pay the national office its duties, its monthly payments that each station has to pay to the national office. It is in arrears over 2 years or somewhere in that neighborhood. So are other units. As the national office begins to feel that crippling, disabling inflow, cash flow, it will be in a deficit, in a serious deficit. So each station has a responsibility to pay a monthly amount to the national office. And KPFK especially has to also pay out to the Pacifica National Archives, because it is housed in the same building and is used a bit. So I wanted to make mention of that. And KPFK's arrears in the electrical billing is somewhere in the neighborhood of $60,000. Nothing to sneeze about. So we're running some issues here that need a great deal of concern and attention. But again, I want to bring everyone to the attention that this is an intentional crippling, financial crippling over the last 10 years, literally, of KPFK, which used to carry the foundation. Bear that in mind.
Thank you, Bella.
All the sister stations in the
network. Adriana, you
still... And now it's in that position. Thank you.
Adriana, you have your hand up?
Yes. Why don't you let go, Ms. Sarah Brown, too, and then I will go.
Oh, okay. I didn't see it against your background, Sarah. It was almost the same color for a minute there.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm just sort of a nondescript person.
I'll stop.
Anyway, listen, a real quick question to... So how do we handle the a potential lawsuit? Because it's something that could pop up right at the beginning of a fiscal cycle, it seems to me. So how do you factor in the potential of that, or do you? Do you just wait till the next year?
Well, so these financial statements will cover, it's as of September 30th, but their opinion covers events leading up to the end of field work, which will be in the next few weeks. So if a lawsuit popped up after and was settled, and I think we had one that was, it didn't pop up after, but was settled after the end of the year and before the audit is done, if that liability was in place and it's known, and the dollar amount's known, that then we'll book it. And I think we have one of those that we'll book. And I'll book it in both current and long-term liabilities based on the payout. Now lawsuits that are not settled yet, and there's no idea that dollar amount then there might just be a brief description and no dollar amount included.
Thank you very much.
I'll call on myself for a minute.
Yeah, one moment, Madam Chair. Thank you very much. I just wanted to thank him very much.
Okay.
Yeah, a pleasure.
And I just forgot my, oh, yes. George, wouldn't some of these issues about lawsuits and such, wouldn't that be the subject of an interview between the auditor and management, in this case, the executive director?
There'll be a number of ways that they gather evidence, looking at the reading the lawsuit and subsequent communications, and then interviews, and then the one of the final steps in the audit is getting legal representation letters from the attorneys, and so every attorney we work with gets this request, and they put it in their words, and so. That's really the best evidence.
Oops, thank you. Let's move on to Adriana.
Thank you very much. George, can you tell me which are the stations that NIDA is running the accounting for that is being paid to run the, that don't have a business manager? Because I know that KPFT has its own business manager, and according to our conversation with her, she provides all the information needed, right? I mean, I want to know which are the stations that need as management. That is
right. So, KPFT is wonderful. And I rarely have adjustments to their work. And then last year, we also handled WPFW and WBAI. And then in October, we took over fairly precipitously KPFK. And so we picked that up in October. And so that had some issues. That's taken a while to sort out, but those are the three stations plus the national office and the affiliates.
Okay, that means that KPFT, you say that is wonderful. The other station is the only one that have a business manager is KPFA, right?
Right.
You have a lot of issues there because the business manager, both KPFT and KPFA, have business managers from a long, long time. I mean, I think that they are professionals. Do we have any problems there? That is one question. The second is, do you have any idea? Did you talk to the auditors? Do you have any idea about how they feel, how far they feel that they are? If they have, they are almost ready or not to have a draft or something like that, and because of NIDA is now managing all of this, do you know if any of the deficiencies and problems with control, lack of control that were in the management letters, in every audit, if any of those are being fixed now that NIDA is running the accounting part of these three stations? There are like three or four questions there, George. I'm sorry.
Yes, and KPFA has professional staff, I think the issue there was a lack of a database person, and so the quality of information coming from membership regarding the deposits wasn't making sense at the business office level. And so they got behind on recording deposits. I think adjustments were being made so that monthly income statements could be generated with some degree of accuracy, but the deposits were well behind, and we asked for everything in late October. It's a 9:30 year end, so most of that should be doable within 2 to 6 weeks after end of the year. And it was promised by December, but it didn't come in till May. And so there's a lot of steps we have to do after the fact. So,
let me understand that correctly. You said that was requested in October, obviously after the year end, and this was promised by December, and you received it in May, and it's totally,
yes.
You have everything, but just in May. It means that is one of the only stations that is holding part of this information. But as you told me, KPFT is perfect. The other three, NERA is running in. I believe that the problem we are having there, and what I worry is what you are talking about, is part of the deficiencies that we have in the other management letter. Because we are talking about money coming in. We are talking about the money that is entrusted from the members to the foundation. And you said that is there any lack of, reporting? It means that the same problem that we have all these years keep going. Wasn't fixed till now. It's fixed now? You know that they are up to date now?
I didn't say that. I just got information good through September. I wouldn't say they're up to date now.
Okay, you're preparing for the next one. Well, and like I said, did you talk to the auditors? The last thing, did you talk to the auditors? They know, they have an idea if they can even push in, if they will be close to have it by the due date, and can we ask for an extension?
Can I call on myself for a minute here?
Yeah, if I can have that answer from George. Thank you.
So that Julia has been in touch with Jorge, the auditor, and so we're coordinating with them. The tax return is extended
the extension
until August 15th. There's one filing that's due June 30, and that's only been met once in I'm guessing 10-12 years. There's been issues, and Bella, to your point, the management letter and the CPB letter has had a lot of the same issues going back 12 years. So it's not a new problem.
But for what you say, it's just one station, because the other three, NERA is doing it, and KPFT, you say that doesn't have that problem. It means that
right.
They're having the same recurring problem with one station?
Right. Well, KPFK, we picked up late October, and there were issues going back through the year that required sorting out. So it's not like we had that one for the whole time.
Thank you. I cannot hear you, Eileen.
Yeah, I know. I was muted. Sorry. Just going to call on myself with a quick question here. Adriana, first, I'm going to put your hand down. George, since we have these problems from year to year with the one station in question, can we not speak with them on their process and try to give them a new process or work with them on coming up with a new process to improve that so we don't go through this anymore. I'm not saying you personally, but somebody at NETA could certainly, I should think, would be able to help, you know, talk to the business manager there and see how this can be remedied. Because I'm sure it can be remedied. Why wouldn't it? Does that seem feasible to you?
Suggestions have been made.
Okay. We should follow up on that, but okay. Let's move on now to Bella. Her hand up. Bella, we can't hear you.
Oh, sorry.
I
put some lighting on. I was so dark in the background.
That's fine. Go ahead, please, with your point.
I want to clarify, George, that in the balance sheet that we do not get, we only see it with the audit and the 990 form at the year end, which then gets published at pacifica.org. So everybody can go see and familiarize themselves with those forms. Mm-hmm. Is where it is amortized. So let's say the year-end settlement that was made, concluded, that would be amortized under short and long term. Correct, George, in the balance sheet?
Are you referring to a lawsuit?
I'm referring to those lawsuits with a financial figure, right? We know what those figures are, the payouts, the scheduling. So that would be amortized, correct?
Yes.
Okay, very good. I'm trying to educate people on the process. I'm also concerned about why is it that, and Eileen just brought it up. This is my second year intermittently at this audit committee, and it is the same situation every year. We requested originally a list of the items that are pending, that seem difficult areas to fulfill by the stations. And somehow we come across a cement block and we're not getting that information. So can you kindly walk us through that? Because that is pending action from this committee, right? So can you address that area, please? It has been brought up here now, I don't know how many times. Thank you, George.
Right.
Go ahead.
You want to respond, George? Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. That list isn't suitable for distribution at this time. And like I said, it would take days of labor to get out. And frankly, I haven't gotten help from this committee when I have distributed that and requested help.
Never requested help in the past.
It's gone off the mark with personal attacks and made publicly against staff and management. And sometimes misquoting my statement. So it's not really helpful to have committee members going after the stations. I prefer to work through Eileen and the executive director and the station managers.
I need to follow up, Madam Chair, to finish.
Max, 1 minute.
Thank you. I would like for you, George, to tell this body, when was it that you requested help from us that you did not receive help? What year? What fiscal year was that for?
Probably for the 19 and the 20 audit maybe to different degrees. I'm not going to give you the exact date on the last time that I did request it.
Okay, because I remember when I was on this committee for the fiscal year 19, you specifically did not request any help. We offered to help, with our stations, and you specifically, you and Eileen, declined.
Thank you, Bella. Let's move
that
on
is
to
my
Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Elizabeth Miles. Actually, Elizabeth, would you mind? James Fagerton is here to help us out, and he hasn't spoken yet. Okay. Jim, go ahead.
Thank you, Eileen. And I am here as a guest, and I appreciate the opportunity to ask the question. Thank you, Elizabeth, for allowing me to go ahead. I wanted to make a couple of cautions and then ask the question. One caution is that we are getting close to discussing the job performance of certain individual identifiable employees in this conversation, and we should avoid doing that. That can lead to difficulties and, in the worst case scenario, liability. So we should be careful about discussing job performance. The second of all, the matter of whether a board member has filed a petition with the FTC. We should remember that a favorite word that's going around now among people who like to do lawsuits and petitions against Civic is defamation. And it just so happens that the FTC petition filed by Sherry Gendelman, who is not on the board of directors of CIFCA. There is a board member whose name has come up as a connection with this matter, and he is connected to it, but he did not file the petition, so we should be careful with it. He was listed on their website as the treasurer of that organization a while ago, but not necessarily at the time of the filing or afterwards. Let's just be very careful about naming names, and the best way to avoid liability in that matter is to say, in my opinion, or I think, or I've heard, rather than stating something as a positive fact. So those are a couple of cautions, and I wanted to ask George specifically. George, we've had some concerns about the executive director being established as the signatory on some of the accounts, been reporting some difficulties with that, and I just noticed that you mentioned that as something that has continued to be a difficulty. I was wondering if you could elaborate a little more on exactly where that is now, and what the difficulties are, if you know.
Well, I think the problem was the signer on the account hadn't been switched over to the new person. And I believe that's been resolved. Last week or late the prior week, but just recently. And so they were chasing a few confirms, but I think the national office one in particular has been resolved.
Excellent. Thank you. Good to know.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Jim. Very helpful. Elizabeth?
Yes, thank you, James Sagerton, for clarifying that. I did understand that Sherry Gendelman, who was a member of the KPFA LSB, was the person who signed the petition, and also is one of the members of Pacifica Safety Net, which has been responsible for several lawsuits which have been dismissed one after the other, but which have drained Pacifica resources at both time as well as money. And I hope that will also be reflected in the audit as well regarding that. The question I have for George has to do with the fact that I'm a member of the KPFA LSB, and I see that all the rest of the stations have their respective finance committees, except for KPFA. So I'm wondering how closely do you work with, or what is like the track record? In other words, I understand that NETA is in charge of accounting, but in other words, how does it intertwine with the fact that those other stations have finance committees, and how good that results, or how that, what the result of that is, how is that reflected in being able to bring in the reports in time or things like that, versus a station that does not have its own finance committee. I'm just letting you know this. I'm talking about this because as an LSB member, And from being previously a listener, I remember that there was several times when the information that we got was given to us at the last minute by the chair. She would present the information at the last minute, and we would have barely one day to even look at it. We don't have access to the actual information sent to us via email. We have it on the screen, and that's it. You know, it feels almost like as an LSB member, we're working in the dark. So that's one of the reasons why I think it's so important that you ask us LSB members to having the information about what documents are missing from my station, for example, gives me the tools to be able to ask at the LSB level to please ask, you know, for those documents that we handed in. In other words, a better way of coordinating our work, given the fact that we don't have a finance committee as well. So I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Thanks. And that's kind of out of the realm of my experience. I come in at audit time, pretty much. I'm not there on the monthly level. That's what Julia Kennard does. And so... on the stations that we do not manage, we're relying on their information, just like you are at the LSB level. And I would like to see a LSB finance committee really at every station. It just makes sense.
Thanks, George.
And James, if I can go back to you, I think I misspoke. I think we're still that those signatures for the bank confirms that those signatures have not been updated yet. So that's still an open item.
Okay. Thank you, George. Let's move on. I think we need to start winding this up because it's already 10 o'clock. Bella, go ahead with your question.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I am very concerned about what James Segerton brought up because we have an executive director that, to me, there has been little accountability to date, and we're having some major issues at KPFK. And real major issues right now since May 16th. And in our last LSB meeting, she could not attend to answer a number of questions. And this person has been given full reign.
Hello, I think this is out of order. I think this is not an... Excuse me, let me finish.
And this has not been, you are interrupting me.
I am the chair.
Yes, but
excuse me, you are out of order. This point does not pertain to the audit committee. Please take it to the PNB.
And why would James bring it here then?
We can let him answer that, but he did not bring up.
We need to ask him. We need to ask James Segerton.
He did not.
Why he would bring that issue here.
Jim, do you want to answer?
Sure. It's no mystery. The executive director is trying to establish herself as the signatory on our accounts, and she's having some difficulty in doing that. And I was asking George if those difficulties had been resolved. And first he thought yes, and then he thought no. And no, there's no... I don't think there's any dark side to it. I was curious about what the difficulties were, and George apparently didn't have that information.
Thank you.
Jim. All right, let us move on. I think, George, do you have anything else you would like to tell us before we move on to other agenda items?
No, nothing additional. Just rest assured, we are working hard towards a goal and hope to get it done in a timely manner. And it's going to be tight, but we're in better shape than we were a week ago and a month ago. And so I expect to get them a TV this week that they can get into their system and so they can start their process. So
sure. And just
thank you all for your time and questions.
One more question, just to confirm either way. Is there something that we can do to help you right now? Is there anything we can do to help move things forward?
Not right now. I'll reach out to you James or at the station level if we're stuck.
Okay. Thank you, George.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Okay. I think we are done with that point and we'll just move on.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a lot left to do. I would like to end this meeting by 10:30, which we should have said earlier, but we didn't. Let's see. Our next actual point is, where'd it go? I think it might just be new business. I did want to clarify one thing. I may have misunderstood. When we're talking about all these documents, I have understood that one of the things that was asked for was the sort of packet of backup documentation that that exists after an audit is finished, that has sort of the detailed information that goes into the financial statements. And I thought that was what was being asked for fiscal year 2020. Did anybody actually ask for that, or did I totally misunderstand? Anyone?
Bella, may I be recognized?
Yeah, go ahead. If you can answer that.
No, we did not ask for that, as we would have no clue.
Okay.
Of what happened the year before. But you did promise that you would be sharing those documents with us. That you did promise.
Wait, which one? The 2020 one?
2020, because we're dealing now with 2021.
I'm aware of that. But
right, so
that packet of documents would not yet exist for 2021.
Correct. So you promised that you would be sharing those documents with us to update us.
Okay. But I promised to get them. I'm sorry. I'm still confused.
While I am here, I want you to be, I'm cautioning you, acting as chair of this committee, that you have not prepared a motion to submit to Terry Goodman as the chief teller with a deadline, time window as to when.
Excuse me, Bella. I believe Adriana is on that.
No, it needs a motion from the committee. He then takes that motion and sends it to Terry Goodman.
Thank you.
And I can help you with the wording if you like. Thank you.
All right. We'll ask Adriana if she needs that help or wants that help.
Madam Chair, if Bella De Soto Javel, she can send that motion now, say that motion now, and the committee can accept it, and that's it.
No, I did not write it. I did not write it.
Okay.
But I can send it via email.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
And everybody can see it.
Okay. Thank you. Elizabeth has a finger up.
My hand and my finger. I understood from the last meeting, and maybe I'm mistaken, but what I was envisioning for having for this meeting was, I know that the little bit that I do know about audits is that they have like little components, right, to it, right? And each of those different components carries each, you know, kind of group of information. And so it's not the actual information, the content that I was looking for, but rather the content description, the list that most auditors, I guess, or most people have to have like a checklist. Oh, do we have this documents? Yes. Do we have these documents? This, yes. This. More as a description of which documents we need, more than the actual documents. So that way, each of the different stations and the LSB members from the different stations would be able to go back to our LSB meetings and say, please, we need to make sure that these documents are presented to the auditor so that we can have it timely. So we know which documents we're asking for, number one, and obviously which stations are the ones that are requiring, that are not, that have not handed it in. So that way we could provide the support necessary as a member of the audit committee to the auditor so that via the LSB, so that this information gets sent. So I wasn't necessarily looking for the actual content because I understood that their content would not have been prepared yet, but rather the description of the document that's needed. That's what I understood that was a letter that was going to be sent to the TA or something like that, if I understood correctly. And that person would hand us in which stations have handed in, you know, which documents basically, or not which ones have handed, but which ones have not handed, you know.
That's why, I'm sorry, I'm interrupting. I did.
It's okay. I was clear this time.
I think I understand. Maybe. did you see that I sent out a PBC list that lists all the documents that, you know, the sort of typical stuff that they ask for? And that's point one. Point two is that, you know, George said it's more work for them to, like, put something together as to, you know, for, well, it's five stations plus archives plus affiliates plus the national office, you know, to put together, like, the detail of what they don't have in their hands yet, and that our getting involved doesn't really help. It's more that NETA needs to be in touch with each station's business manager, of which there are only two, or whoever they coordinate with at the other stations. So I'm not really sure if that's,
yeah, I mean, can I respond?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I find it kind of difficult to understand why it would be so difficult for this list to be presented. If I assume that all the auditors have already a checklist, you know what I mean, of the documents that normally go into the auditing into an audit. So I sort of, you know, assume that that kind of a checklist already existed, you know. Not the content, but rather the description of the document, of each document that's necessary. Like Form 990, for example, is a document, right? I'm not asking for the content of the Form 990, but the actual Form 990 is one such document, right? It's the name of a document, right?
Yes.
I'm just mentioning that as like the name of the document that would be required for that the auditor would need from the business manager in order to do the audit. You know what I mean? That's what I was thinking about. But anyways, that what George said, you know, if that's what the case may be, then that's the case. But I hope that we don't have to ask for an extension. I hope that we can move it along as quickly as possible, or help move it along as quickly as possible. Because what I understand is that the CPB funding, and that's just one aspect of it, it requires a whole year's worth of compliance prior to the of sending in the application, and audit handing in timely audits, I think, is one of the requirements as well.
It is, but we're actually pretty good on our audits. As George mentioned, our tax return isn't due until August 15th.
Okay.
And we're definitely, you know, we're going to ace that. It's only the California Attorney General's office that wants to see the audit by June 30th. And I really don't understand why they want to see an audit before, you know, an organization is ready, you know, has even done its tax return. So, you know, it's kind of that's a mystery to me, frankly. We could talk about this more, but we've got a couple of hands up, and then I would like to move on to new business. Adriana?
Yes. First of all, yeah, I was checking from before. In August of last year, we were already reviewing the management letter from the previous year. It means since August of last year to now, it's almost nothing happened. Or I mean, let's talk reality here. George explained that NERA obviously is taking care of three of the stations, plus the national office, plus the archives. He said KPFT is wonderful with all the information. It's only one station, that is KPFA, that is obviously we don't have the information. We can talk and try to blame everybody, but the problem is generated in KPFA. And I don't understand why that cannot be solved. We have a fiduciary responsibility. We cannot play with the money that is entrusted to this foundation. We cannot do that. And we keep playing every year like it's a problem. A problem is generated in a place where we are not, I don't know why the foundation cannot solve that problem. The PMB is meeting every Thursday. We have executive directors. We are paying, we have a CFO. How and why? Who is not doing their job? Then we have the same problem and it's putting the foundation in this situation, right? And we are losing money. We are responsible for that. We are losing money. We are making our membership. We are talking about a bunch of issues, but we are talking about real money here that doesn't belong to us. And I'm really aggravated with that issue. And more than that, what I think is our obligation keep pounding in the issues. Because what is happening, we saw the lawsuit, and we know it, is a way to bleed this foundation to death. Because in the meantime, that they need to keep paying for lawsuits is money that we cannot put anywhere else. Right? And people used to talk about all of that, but that is the reality. If we put together all the lawsuits that we are paying, and some of these people supposedly are should be wearing the hat, according to the foundation, the hat of the Pacifica director. Pacifica Foundation director is your main hat. Know your station, know your personal life. You are supposed to play and to work for this foundation. And the people that are not doing it, what the heck is waiting the PMB? I'm sorry.
I hear that. We all hear that. And I think, you know, you have an excellent point there. And that's why I was asking George, what can we do? Can we talk to the people at KPFA, the business manager there, find out what is causing these problems? Because like you said, she's been there a long time. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be referring to any people, but you know, they have experienced people there, and what is the holdup? Maybe they need a new process. Now, who's got the authority to do that? I'm sorry, Adriana. Obviously, they're general manager at KPFA, but we also have a CFO, and now we have an executive director. And I'd like to see maybe the CFO and the executive director somehow get together and broach this and take this on with the station that, you know, needs to amend its processes. And that's what I would like to discuss with people.
I have my hand up, Madam Chair.
I heard you. I see it, Bella. I will call on you.
Thank you.
I will call on you now.
Thank you. There's a reason why KPFA does not have a finance committee. My analysis now for a number of years has been bleeding. I heard bleeding. Yes, KPFA has been bleeding Pacifica. Short of going into details, where the money goes, the money that comes in, I would like to do an audit, a forensic audit of KPFA. The LSB members never get to see documentation. It is unbelievable what has been permitted for all these years to go on as a game. No surprise there why it I classify KPFA as a New Day Grand Central Station. And
okay,
If anyone wants to argue that, they can argue with me privately.
Can you make a concrete suggestion?
Yes, and I am moving that this committee urges the PNB Finance Committee to immediately investigate why KPFA is dragging, impeding the process, the timely process of the fiscal year 2021 audit. Very simple. That should go to the Finance Committee. James Sagerton will then bring it up to the agenda, but it has to come out of this committee right now. This is how we can help as a body to initiate and execute the motion. And please, you can take a roll vote, so that it goes to the PNB.
Are you going to write that motion?
I already spelled it out. If Adriana can write it, I can write it. But, you know, it takes a few minutes. I can write that the PNB Audit Committee urgently.
Please write it, and we're going to move on to somebody else with their hand up. Write it and send it to us.
Okay.
And then we can look at it. Elizabeth?
I want to say that I would second that motion that Bella is presenting regarding, what I believe she's saying is basically, if I can say that again, is that the PNB Audit Committee urgently urges that the PNB Finance Committee director to ask the PNB to set the wheels in motion to find out what is holding up the KPFA, what is holding up the auditing process at KPFA, so that the mistakes of before will not be repeated again, so that the delays that happened last time, where the auditors received the information needed in May as opposed to what was promised in December, does not happen again.
Yeah.
Something like that, Bella? Is that what you were saying?
Yes, I've got it. I'm writing it right now.
Okay,
thank you.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Eileen. I lose. What I wanted to say also is that...
it's getting very late.
Okay. I just also want to set comes towards the whole issue of governance as well, because the some stations do not, such as KPFA, which I'm a member of the LSB of KPFA, we have not as of yet evaluated our general manager yet. I'm not bringing up any issue about whether or not he's good or bad. I'm just saying
point?
That the LSB has not evaluated the general manager. And okay. I would assume that that's the job of also the general manager to make sure that the business manager, performs the duties that is required for the auditor as well.
Mm-hmm. Adriana?
Marilyn Stack?
Yes. I think that we have a director here, James Sagerton. Mm-hmm. He is the director, PNB director. When I was a director of the PNB, I think that I was the last director that make a director's inspection in KPFA. And we solved the problems that we encountered to receive the information. We discovered a lot of things that were going on. Any director of the foundation should wear their hat and make that inspection, director's inspection, to KPFA and see what's going on. It's not any excuse from August till now not to have that information. And we can say, well, we change, it doesn't matter. The directors have that obligation, and that's right. This is part of their power. If they are not exercising that power, they should.
Okay, thank you. That's a great idea. Let's move on to James Sagerton.
Hi, Jim. Thanks again for having me as a guest. I just wanted to say that I think it's appropriate for one committee to refer a matter to another committee, but I think it's even more powerful if while doing that, you also refer it to the PNB and ask the PNB to direct the NFC. That makes it more powerful.
Mm-hmm. Just, okay, you know, then
I will take that up on okay. the NFC, but it's, you know, it might be stronger
Understood.
In the committee yeah. if it came from the PNB.
Thank you, James.
Marilyn Stack, please.
Yeah, let's let Marilyn speak, because she hasn't spoken yet.
Yeah, I just want to say I find this discussion very, very disturbing. And I perhaps other people were aware that this was a longstanding problem, but it's the first that's really come to my attention. And I think that James, who is on the National Finance Committee and on the PMB, would James please explain to us why the PMB has allowed this to continue year after year? Certainly, it must have come up in the Finance Committee meetings and somewhere else if KPFA is causing us this many problems with our audits when they're okay. the ones who have a business manager. Can James please explain that?
Jim, can
I will
you?
Answer if called on. Eileen?
Please go.
Thank you. It has to do with what I said earlier, which is when you are discussing the job performance of anyone who is an identifiable individual, you're not supposed to do that in public. This has been discussed in executive session at the Finance Committee and I believe at the PMB. It is under consideration and I just caution again here, just for example, when there's only one person in a position and you're talking about the position, even though you're not naming the person, you're making comments right. about an identifiable person and their performance, their job performance, and that can produce liability. So we just have to be cautious about doing that in any public session. And that goes for broad brush criticisms of the executive director, which I've heard some of here. She's also an employee, and we have to be cautious about stating things as a fact about our opinions of how any individual employee is performing their job. So
could I respond to that, Eileen, please, with a follow-up?
Is that Marilyn? Yeah, go ahead, Marilyn.
Yeah, I mean, James, I appreciate how this issue of be careful and we might have liabilities, and that's been coming up quite often lately, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the performance of our bodies, the ones we elect to do a job, which would be include ensuring that one of the stations, which has been a problem for reasons we aren't sure, has not looked into this, whether executive session or I don't care how you look into it, but this is a continuing problem. The Finance Committee meet an executive session every week if you have to get this sorted out. That's your job. It's not a personnel issue. It's our institutions that aren't functioning properly. And that's what I want accountability for, because we can't do much, but you can.
May I respond?
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I could cut the hostility in that question with a knife, which I don't prefer to do. But no, that's exactly the problem in how we discuss it. Right now, we're eating almost $500,000 in liability from lawsuits from our own employees. So, you know, you can come at me all you want with this. I'm going to do it the right way. I'm going to do it carefully, and I'm not going to involve myself in any liability for the foundation. That's my fiduciary responsibility.
That's a red herring, James, and you know it.
Well, you know what, Marilyn? You're talking without being recognized as I am too, and I'm not going to take the bait.
You don't have to. You've done it already.
I kind of missed all that because I was reading the motion that Bella sent. That,
okay, good.
Can we read it for the stream? Thank you.
Yeah, I might want to rewrite it a little bit, and maybe I want help from people, because it says...
I can read it. Move that the PNB Audit Committee...
I've got it right here. Excuse me.
The PNB Finance... The
Who
PNB...
Who was speaking when they weren't recognized? Bella, please, I was reading it. Just
go ahead.
Leave it. Move that the PNB Audit Committee strongly urges the PNB to direct the Finance Committee to immediately investigate, and this is the part I don't really like, investigate why KPFA is holding up the fiscal year 2021 audit process toward completion. So that needs a little work.
Okay. What is your suggestion?
I don't know. I need a moment with it. So,
what amendments people have?
Madam Chair.
Yeah.
We have hands up.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to see what's going on. I can't do everything at once. Who is speaking?
I'm sorry.
Sarah, go ahead.
Okay. What I'm looking at here is if we do craft this, first of all, I think we ought to take this for and give it some thought on how we're going to craft it and how it should say what we're going to say. I'll tell you why I think that, because first of all, it what is written right there doesn't tell you what our authority is to ask for this. In other words, what's our purpose for asking for this? Because this is pretty explosive stuff. You know, so once we expose our nickel, what are we getting for it? And number two is, what are we really asking them to do? We got to be very specific, because suppose they just say, no, you know, we're not going to give you anything like that. It's a lot of work. We don't have to do that. Not that they would, but I'm saying they could. Okay, so there are boundaries here that we need to stay within our lane. And we need to explain what is specific to me. Now, this is just my opinion. We need to specify very specifically why we need it, what we need it, and how this is detrimental to us as a committee, as opposed to some grandiose other thing. In other words, stay within our lane, stay within our charter of things to do. I don't know if I expressed that very well or not, but it just seems like this takes some thought to put something together like this. I don't think we can just write it tonight, vote on it, and then it out the door. I think we should be very crafty about the way we do this.
On the other hand, thank you, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? Let it be moved, or however you start that. The PNB Audit Committee strongly urges the PNB to direct the Finance Committee to immediately or to investigate as soon as possible the delays at KPFA in providing information requested to allow the fiscal year 2021 audit process to move toward completion.
That sounds good.
Yeah, that's good.
Perfect.
Check on that. Yeah.
Okay. Madam Chair?
Yes.
I would reverse that. Okay. I would reverse that. In other words, put the real need first. In other words, this is what's going on. This is what we're looking at. This is what we need from you.
I go along with that.
All right. In other words, don't get ahead of that problem, because what you're going to do is wind them up before they even pay attention to what we're really looking at. We're not trying to hurt somebody here. All we're doing is asking for them to get moving on this thing and do what we need for them to do for us to audit something. Otherwise,
thanks, Sarah.
Does that make sense? I mean,
yeah, kind of. Let's see what these other folks have to say. Donna Grimes.
Marilyn Stack.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to say, I think this is serious enough that we should give it some thought. And I'd say come back. If we're going to vote by email, we certainly could do something like this by email. You know, as a committee. And I think I agree with Sarah that we really just think it through those who are proposing it and wordsmith it, because I don't think we have time tonight. I mean, I think we also need to be very considerate of the East Coast people who get up very, very early. We start this meeting because it's very late, and now we're into, what time, 10:30, going on 11 o'clock?
Yeah, this is why I want to end
this meeting. Okay, and so I'm just saying, this is the type of thing that the wordsmithing takes a little time. Think about it and come back, and we can respond pretty quickly by email. That's my suggestion. And
okay.
Marilyn's stuck.
Yeah, hang on, Marilyn.